James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about really what happened in the economy this week, but specifically, they're debating some changes that will have a profound effect on your pocketbook, on your investments, on your retirement, really. So if you want to see what can and can't happen, because we don't know what's going to actually pass as of yet, stay tuned. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk to Dwayne Stein. He is our mortgage go-to guy for the Total Wealth Authority of Gregory Ricks and Associates. And we got a few questions to ask him. And it's kind of weird because what the Federal Reserve was talking about in their meeting last month, the notes were released this week. And so we now have a picture of what could be the future of mortgage rates. But really, so much of what happens with your investments is just based off the bond world, is based off the debt world, that every little change, every little nook and cranny, every little code, every little rate, it reverberates like the butterfly effect throughout the rest of the economy. So it's always important to break that down with Dwayne whenever we have him. But that also means if you have any mortgage related questions, give us a call in the 11 o'clock hour. He's real big. Lately, there's been a run on reverse mortgages. And there was a great call he had on his show, Mortgage Gumbo, 2 weeks ago, where the guy basically described the perfect scenario for a reverse purchase. And if you don't know what that is, don't feel bad. It was fairly new to me up until a few years ago before I started doing the show. I never even heard of that. But that's the expertise coming up in the second hour of the show. Bad news, Social Security has announced a cost of living adjustment for Social Security beneficiaries in 2018. And it's 2%, which actually by recent terms is fantastic. But you and I know that that's not going to be enough to keep up with the rising cost of everything else. And you also know that if you've been on Social Security for a while, every time you get one of these cost of living increases, oftentimes the majority, if not all of it, is chewed up by the increasing premiums on your Medicare. Yes, Dad, you have to pay premiums on Medicare. He just is recently old enough to sign up for it and was shocked that there was premiums. It's like, dude, you got to pay something. Dude, do you think we were giving it to everyone for free? But today's 2% cost of living announcement, or I should say this week, because this was a press release from midweek. It gives a little relief to Social Security beneficiaries and their families who depend on their earned modest benefits. Here's the bad news, though. Since 2011, beneficiaries have received almost no increase, never more than 1.7% per year since 2011. So that was 5 years in a row where 1.7 was your biggest increase period. Now, how did they get away with that? Well, because their cost of living increase isn't based on the inflation that you see when you go to the grocery store. It's not based on a gallon of milk. It's not based on the bananas by the pound. It's not based on a barrel of gasoline or even the price of gold. It's based on the chained CPI. And while it is kind of getting in the deep end of the economic pool, if you get a chance, go look at how this is calculated and then go look at some of the complaints about how it's calculated. Some of the people sort of debunking it, and you will see that there's a hole big enough to drive a Mack truck through. But why do they do this? Well, the easy and obvious answer is they're trying to save themselves some money. The less money that they have to spend on Social Security, the more money they can spend hooking up their donors and people who are cronies and their buddies and setting up, you know, because every dollar they get to spend is a source of power. And it looks like they've already got the Social Security people locked down. So every dollar that they can take from that and spend somewhere else, that's power they can buy. Oh, really? You're a construction company? Tell you what, donate to my company here. We're going to build a new airport that we don't even need, even though, because in New Orleans, we're building a new airport that we don't need, even though we have an existing airport that is not only up to the task, it's already too big. We have an entire terminal that's been mothballed, Terminal A. I don't know how long it's been mothballed, but I've lived here over 11 years and it's been shut down since at least then. But what are we doing? We're building a new one. Why? Not because we need one. Because politicians were able to exchange the contracts to build that for donations to their campaign. So politicians get a position of power. Contractors get taxpayer money to build something that we don't need. But who cares? They still get to walk away with the money. And that's how so much of this works. Well, Social Security kind of cuts into that money that they can hand out to the cronies. But there's also, and this isn't necessarily a reason to be for it or against it. I'm just going to throw this out here in a very indifferent manner here. But what this really does, not primarily, but it's just sort of as a happenstance, is it kind of makes Social Security solvent for a little bit longer. You know, there's only two ways that you're going to make Social Security solve its deficit problem. Social Security is going to run out of money in, you know, 10, 20 years. The goalposts are always getting closer. There's only two ways to solve that. Either you increase the taxes or you cut the benefits. Now, there's no way it's going to be politically palatable for a politician to get up there and say, we're going to cut back your Social Security checks by 1% or 2%. But if inflation goes up 3% and your check only goes up 1%, that's by purchasing power. That's a cut to Social Security. That's also fiscally more responsible. It makes Social Security more solvent, which means politicians will have to deal with this less sooner than they would otherwise have. But on paper and in the newspaper and in the media, it's not going to be scored as a cut because that nominal number is going to be the same, if not higher. So it's a delicate dance here. And, you know, both of our allegiances are a little split here. We do not want to undercut grandma and grandpa. However, we also don't want to undercut your grandson and granddaughter who are going to be stuck with the bill if we don't do something about this. I know. So it's just the present robbing from the future is what it is, or almost the past robbing from the future. So look, there is more moral quandaries either direction you go. But the point is Social Security is going to be cut on a long enough time scale. We're just making the decision on whether or not it happens now or later, and whether or not it happens on our terms or terms that are forced upon us by economic laws. And there are such things as economic laws, economic realities. There's economic theories and hypotheses, and there's economic traits and economic systems and economic paradigms. But there are a few things that are like laws, like the law of gravity. You can't escape gravity. You drop something, it's going to fall at 9.8 meters per second squared. I mean, that's if you're at sea level, standard temperature and pressure. But there's also laws of economics as well. So there's some things that you just can't fudge. Hey, Gregory. When Dwayne comes in, yeah, Gregory just stepped in. I stepped out. I guess you had an important phone call or something. But when Dwayne comes in, I want to ask him about this little chart I saw, because home ownership is purported to be so super important, and people have often conflated that with the American dream, which I can't blame them. Owning your own piece of property and owning a house and having control of it from a society coming from feudal times sounds amazing. Sounds like the most free society. It's a world-changing idea. However, private property and the ability for someone who's born in a lower class of society or any class of society to be able to, at some point in their life, own land, while it used to be unheard of, it became popularized, at least in America, no problem for a few hundred years now. And now we're sort of following the next evolution where there's people who could buy land. They could own their own house, but they instead choose to rent. And that's a great place to be in. That you have the choice here. Hey, it's one thing if you're forced to rent and you're forced to have a landlord and an overlord just because of the nature of your birth. But if you could buy land and you decide that, well, it's more economically feasible or more convenient for me to rent, there's no problem with that. That's still within the realms of what I consider an ethical system to arrange your economy by. But there's some weird swings here. In the United States, the home ownership rate, now granted, this number is about 10 years old. The home ownership rate is 68.7%. And we're always being compared with different countries in Europe. You know, sometimes they're like, we should be more like Spain, who is the world leader in wind energy. Or we need to be more like Germany, who's the world leader in solar energy. We need to be more like Denmark or Sweden because they have universal health care, Switzerland or whatever. But I cannot peg what is going on in the disparity between their home ownership rates. In Spain, the home ownership rate is 83%, but in Germany, it's 41%. Remember, the United States was 68.7, so say 69%. So you would think Germany and Spain, that they have similar forms of government. It's sort of this democratic neo-socialism government. But why in Spain is there an 83% home ownership rate, but in Germany it's 41%, in Switzerland it's 38.4%? I mean, there's some theories we can throw out, but answering that, those aren't economic laws. There's going to be subjective. There's going to be some gray area. There's going to be some margin of error. But there's some things that you can and can't fudge, and we'll talk about that a little bit coming up. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you can call Gregory, 504-260-0995. That's 504-260-0995. Also, you can reach out and join us via the Gregory Rixon Associates app, where you can send us a text message, or you can just thumb press to call the show or call the office or reach any of our other social media outreaches there, the branches in our tree. But in the meantime, the quickest way, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Today's episode of Winning at Life is previously recorded.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. I think the Gulf Coast, well, let's say, I'll just kind of say, I don't know, Lake Charles might be getting some rain, so let's just call it New Orleans on over to Florida, probably having pretty good weather.
What is that? Cameron Parish was actually a state of emergency, and I think they ordered partial of like a voluntary evacuation.
Yeah. Well, all I know so far, so good. My track time was killed this weekend. The track said, look like might be bad weather. Well, that's every day here in New Orleans area. So
they jumped the gun on that one.
Look, yeah. Sun, shine. Could have been some high speeds this afternoon. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the daily. No. Ooh. Not the daily wrap. It's the weekly wrap here on iHeartRadio. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, 504 call us, 504-260-0995.
There's the radar on behind you. There is one band, and the very tip of it is reaching our broadcast area. Morgan City, I know you can hear us. That's
Duck.
Yeah. Get out your kayak. To the phones we go. Ann in New Orleans, you're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Hi.
Ann.
This is Ann. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes.
Okay. I have enough of the situation. I am 59 years old. I am a professional. I worked for 20 years for one of our local school systems. And I was pretty much forced into retirement because I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So it slowed me down a little bit. Not too much, but enough to where the new supervisor that came on was, I think, cleaning house. And so she suggested that I retire. The retirement for working 20 years after the health insurance comes out is only $1,400 a month. I am raising my grandson that's 9 years old, so I'm still forced to work. And I did find another job, which I will be paying Social Security out of that job. And it's interesting because they're saying that because I work for a school system, I'll never collect Social Security. Also, my credit score is not so great, you know, because of all the transition. This retirement happened last year. And so I have not so good credit score, and I'm paying $1,150 a month rent, which is my, you know, largest bill. And I would like to buy something, so I really would like to get my credit score in a better position. So really kind of a mess.
Age 59, did you have a drop program or anything?
Allowed to reach it because of what they did.
Yeah.
Which was really, to me, you know, not only hurtful morally, legally, I'm not even sure if it was, you know, right, but that's a whole nother story.
And there's not going to be much Social Security because you've been a part of the state, Louisiana's state retirement program, right?
Right, but I have always worked part-time jobs because, you know, my salary was comparable to a master's level teacher, even though I was one of the other disciplines. So it always required me to work a second job. So I have paid into Social Security over the years.
Your grants? Go ahead.
But what is windfall? Do you know what that is? They talk about windfall.
Yeah, the windfall elimination provision. That's why your Social Security benefits are going to be cut, because you were part of the state program. They have rules to where they consider it double dipping almost, mm-hmm. in that case. So that's really cutting your Social Security benefits back. Even if somehow you had the ability over the past 30 years to earn substantial income outside of the state job as a teacher, yeah, but substantial incomes is you're having to put in a pretty good bit of time and make some earnings, and you could go to socialsecurity.gov, do a search for windfall elimination provision. On page 2, it shows you those substantial earnings you would have had to make each year to get around the windfall elimination provision.
Wow.
Now, one of the things, are the 9-year-old, are you receiving any benefits for raising him at this time?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you legal guardian or have adopted?
No, that's the, you know, hesitancy.
Okay. Well, just I bring that up because if that was the case, when you turn on Social Security or apply, he might be eligible for benefits too, depending on the situation. So just wanted to ask about that, throw that
okay.
out there.
Okay.
Otherwise, I really don't have any answers. There's no workaround unless you have assets elsewhere to generate income from. You know, mm-hmm. you're probably going to turn on a little bit of Social Security benefits, depending on the grandson situation, might be a little bit more there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm. Advice for the score? My score has been real sluggish for a long time. Is it better to go to a company that helps you clean it up? Or, you know, I think there's some really old things on there, even after Katrina. So I need someone to help clean that up. But
is your home paid for?
Is what?
Is your home paid for?
No, I rent. And I'd like to buy, so it actually would be cheaper for me to buy than pay $1,150 a month rent.
Would it?
I think. I bought a small house.
Yeah, depends on where. And mm-hmm. you're in the New Orleans area. I don't know. Move up north some, maybe.
Yeah, you have to get out of the insurance nightmare that I'm in, Gregory's in too. You know, taxes and stuff would put you halfway there.
What is it, move above I-10 corridor? What is that? You need to get beyond the North Shore. Really reduces the insurance and property costs.
I don't know. I just renting seems so much easier and less overhead. And I think, I don't know. I don't want.
It's really tiny though.
And I'll tell you.
Here's, yes, 1150. I'm in 750 square feet.
Here's where we're at. This is a Dwayne Stein situation. He could tell you what you could be capable of buying, and could give you advice on helping out with the credit scores. If you're indeed able to go that way, yeah, that's going to need to be cleaned up as well. On WRNO out of New Orleans, his show comes on today at 1 o'clock. So you could reach out to him, or you could go to his website.
MortgageGumbo.com. I know he would say these outside credit agencies that are trying to fix your credit. That's not really the proper path to go. I know he does this, or if you get with the right mortgage guy, they'll help you clean up your credit in order to make you a better customer, make you available to more products and loan types. If you get the right guy, I know Dwayne will do it. So,
okay, Dwayne Stein.
Yeah, MortgageGumbo.com is all you have to remember, and he's going to come on in about 2.5 hours. So if you want to call him today, that can happen. But if, you know, yeah, you got things to do, you got a 9-year-old, you're busy. MortgageGumbo.com.
I'm actually on my way to my part-time job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, figured she was busy.
Well, drive safe. Good luck. And call Dwayne.
Thanks for thinking of us and your situation, Ann. Appreciate that. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. You know, Gregory, I don't want to jinx it, but this is the longest we've gone in months without a precious metals question.
What, a couple of days?
I think we've made it 3 shows in a row. Almost unheard of.
Your old jinx that somebody will call. Well, I'm going to call and ask them what to do with my bullion bags.
Yeah, I found some Spanish galleons under the Florida Keys, and I don't know. Hey, speaking of finding gold, talk about the very disappointing reaction by the Powerball winner. You were saying this is the largest single-ticket Powerball ever?
Yes, single winner. Largest.
All right. Now, what did she do wrong already? How could she screw this up in the first 24 hours?
We're doing this in 20 seconds. We can't do this in 20 seconds.
Well, of course not, but we can start and like, oh, we got interrupted. I guess we'll have to continue this in a little bit.
First, she quit her job immediately that morning.
Is that wrong?
Well, gosh, I hope you didn't read the numbers wrong.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
See. Ooh, okay. I just called in sick that day.
Yeah, maybe so.
And then
take a personal day.
Yeah, I need a personal day. I've had a major life-changing event come up. I'll get back to you on there. And then she made a lot more giant decisions at that point. That's what we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
Yeah. What not to do when you win the Powerball, and then we'll tell you what you should have done next time you win the Powerball, because I know you're gonna. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Now is the time to get in the game. I think long term, this is not something that we can see where we're going to get back to the all-time lows.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
When you're dealing with savings bonds, you're going to be dealing with treasurydirect.gov. If you're wanting to acquire some or sell some, that's the website you go to. Don't go to the bank. They're not cashing the savings bonds for you. treasurydirect.gov.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear a new on the sound of a corduroy and down the jukebox. Play the saddest trend right above the tupac before you get lost.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Florida Georgia Line, May We All. One of my favorite racing songs. Since I happened to do some track time this morning as well. That's fun. Very nice morning, sun shining. Probably did 30... minutes worth of solid laps. It was fun. It's been a little while since I was out there at NOLA Motorsports Park to do that. So, I don't know. Saturday was a good way to start it this morning. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can call us 504. The number is 504-260-0995.
All right. Are we going to do male or female first?
Female.
Lynn LaFouche, you're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Lynn?
Hello, I have a question about my husband's 401k.
Okay.
He worked for 43 years. He's going to be 60 in November, and he's having some health problems. So I'm a little paranoid about, do I leave the 401k in where it's at and take a monthly check, or do I totally cash it out since there's some memory loss and put it maybe in a savings where it's safer so I don't maybe lose? I'm the beneficiary on it. So I'm wondering what my options are before we even start cashing in on it.
Okay, so this is a 401k, correct?
Yes, sir.
Not a pension.
No, it's a 401k.
Okay. It's just kind of when you mentioned take payments from there. What is his age?
His age is he's going to be 60 in November.
Okay, so he is 59 and a half in that case.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you have any power of attorneys to do things financially?
Yes.
Okay. Here's one of the things. You don't want to... I would think you would not want to cash it all out. How much money are we talking about, ballpark?
$788,000.
Okay. I don't think you would want to cash the account out. That's a gigantic taxable event. You're looking at most of that, half of that money going to federal and state taxes. What you could...
So 50% of it would be I'd be taxed on it.
They're not far from it. Not far from it when you would, if you were to cash that out. And you don't need to do that, I don't think. If you're not wanting to leave it at the old job, and is he no longer working there?
No, he's retired after 43 years.
Okay. So one of the options would be you could leave it there, or you could roll it over to an IRA. And then set up an income plan from that standpoint. That's kind of the basis of what is a likely scenario for you to do.
So roll it over and turn it into an IRA income?
You can start an income strategy by rolling that money over and getting it to work appropriately, depending on your risk analysis there. you know, whether you're conservative or do a mix of things, and then start having checks kick out to you. What kind of
money? Well, that's what's supposed to be happening. But since he's having some memory loss, I was trying to protect it in case down the road something happens and he doesn't have the, you know, maybe he has to be put in a home or I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not even.
Well, here's where we're at. There's a 5-year look back. That's problematic for you to try to shift money and protect it. That's not going to happen that way. But you do need to have some planning. You need to get some advice. And
I have a financial advisor.
Okay. You just may not. I'm just going to tell you, you may not have the right one based on the conversation we're having in that case.
Why I'm calling in.
I know. That's probably why you should call the office this week and have a further conversation about it. You just might not have the right one. And what we're talking about is you're going to get a second opinion and evaluate it to make sure this is going right, because you have a lot of concerns. You have a lot of money and you need this to go correctly for you.
And we're not saying your other guy is doing this. We don't even know who it is. But there have been cases in human history where a financial professional makes decisions based on his own commission or his own self-interest in front of that of his clients. It has happened before.
Second opinion.
Yeah. Second opinion. Do you know how to reach the office?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've talked to you before and I've listened to you for many years.
Thank you for listening. Call us and we'll give you a second opinion on that.
And you know what, Lynn? Just good luck in this situation. I couldn't imagine my best friend in life going through that. Because when she talks about her husband, what if that happened to Ms. Parker?
But she has legitimate concerns in how to go about handling that.
So. You know, it'd be even worse is if you have to watch your best friend deteriorate in front of you with financial issues that could have been avoided. Stick with the phones here. Joe St. Tammany, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys. I was calling. I have a retirement fund, which I'm 100% vested. I worked for a large foundation in the area, and I had to retire back in May due to medical. And the question is, what to do with that fund? I know I can remove it, but I don't want to touch it. It's, you know, it's a little nest egg. It's almost 100K. And which is not much in these days, but I want to protect it for my wife in the future, and I don't need it to live on right now. What's the best thing to do? Is it, I've told her I can leave it there, no problem. I will not have any more contributions. I can't make contributions to it, but you know, of course, you got the gains and losses, which goes along with that. It has been very healthy lately with the market. But what's the best thing to do? Leave it, or what could I do if I wanted to take it out and roll it into something?
Let me clarify a couple of things. You're no longer with that company. The $100,000 still
correct.
In the 401k. You're not working going forward.
Correct, and it's not a 401k. It is a retirement account that the employer funded it 100%. I didn't have to, you know, put anything into it. They've been funding it for years, and which is over the last 12 years. And but at this point, they will not contribute anymore because I'm not employed. You know, I retired due to medical,
okay.
And I'm on disability.
You can roll that money over to, assuming it's a qualified account that they set up for you, that all that money was put away pre-tax for you, so to be taxable on distributions is the assumption.
It is taxable.
Okay. You could leave it there, or you could roll it over to an IRA. Remember, all qualified money goes by beneficiary designation. And did you comment that you were protecting it from the wife or for the wife?
No. I want to protect my wife. I want her to have, you know, in the event, something happens to me, it'll just be a little something that she can add, you know, have in the future.
Yeah,
you know?
So you would set it up as a rollover IRA and name her as the primary beneficiary. And that money, go ahead.
Would I lose anything by, if I was told that if they, you know, if the fund is given to me, whatever, if they cut a check and hand it to me, they said the moment they hand it to you, you're taxable. Well, yeah, if you cash it, you're taxable.
Yeah, but roll it over it's not a taxable event. Going from custodian to custodian, it is not a taxable event. And I think that's the process you should do, is to roll it over, set up IRA as a rollover IRA. It has protections up to $1 million.
Okay.
Sounds good, Joe. So nobody can sue you for it. And then you've got to invest it subject to what your risk tolerance is, whether you're conservative or moderate.
Understand. And I mean, that was the main point, is whether I can take it out. And the feeling I get, I'd like to have control of it, not somebody else that I no longer work with.
Yep. That's why you probably shouldn't leave it at the old job in that case. So you could leave it, but you do have options to move it and invest it accordingly.
Yeah, and in that IRA, you'll still get to control where it ends up. Craig, West Bank, you're going to be next after this quick message. If you want to be after Craig, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
To winning at life than making a bunch of money, it's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sometimes you need to get out of the house and experience live entertainment in person. I'm Gregory Ricks from Winning at Life. Experience the Poston Puccini Gala this weekend at the New Orleans Sheraton. Experience the finest music ever written, played by the best musicians in town and the best harmonies from the best voices. There's a lot of bests here. All for a great cause, Pasta and Puccini. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
You've lived through, and I have, remember the SNL crisis. Yeah, so we've had a lot of those over the years, and I would say, yeah, it's probably going to happen again. It's kind of a reset. It's got to get cleaned up there.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have two IRAs. Do I have to take a minimum required distribution from each one, or can I treat it as though it's a lump sum and take it from one or the other?
You can take it from whichever account you want, as long as you take the correct amount of the aggregate, all accounts together, because on line, I'm not sure the number, it's on the first page of the 1040. All they want to know is the amount you took out of your IRAs. And he said at minimum required distribution, but the IRS code says required minimum distributions. They don't ask which account, what account number, did you take from them up? Just the number. Did you take out enough?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
I can't find no shade, just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah,
you've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
But I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside.
Hey, Scott doesn't talk about the part where you have to get a babysitter for your four little herd of kids. You know, I get off work, I got a shower and shave, then we're going to head downtown. No, then you got to wait for the babysitter to get off work and get her butt over there, and then
show her where the latest circus apparatuses are to keep your kids in order. He leaves that part out. Oh, this guy's probably single.
He's single. He's going to her house.
Oh, I forgot what that world was like, where you could just
dust on his boots, but he's going to leave them outside.
Single people.
So he's working all day to get paid to save up to take her out.
Oh,
leading up to the getting married, having four kids.
Well, no, look, this could apply to your situation too. You're in a no kids household again. Triplets went off to LSU. So what's that like? You can just pick up and leave the house whenever you want without having to make arrangements for the kiddos? That
we haven't had to do that in a long time, being there at LSU this year. You know, been self-sufficient.
I forgot what that world's like. What was that called, the word?
It was and an advantage to them being triplets as well. Enormous task, you know, triplets. Mm-hmm. Everything happens at the same time, but they all went to college at the same time.
Oh, wait, you know what that's called? That's called freedom. That's what I'm missing. That's what it's been out of my life. All right, if you want to be after Craig on the West Bank, 504-260-0995. By the way, I'm James Parker. That's Gregory Ricks, the supercomputer of financial information across from me, seeing what we can do for Craig. What's up, Craig?
Craig. Hi, good morning, Greg.
Yes.
So my question is about, it's pertaining to a business. Me and my wife, we currently have a very, very small business in Kenner. And so we're actually, we're looking to expand. And, you know, we don't have 10, 15, 20,000 set aside. I would say closer to 10. We're just trying to, just gauge your thoughts on that. What would you say?
Need a little more info, Craig.
What are your ages?
Okay, all right. We are 28.
Okay. And you have 10,000 in savings? Do you have 401k or anything at this time?
No, sir. Nope.
Okay. Sounds like you have your emergency fund in place, is what 10,000 sounds like to me.
Yeah, I would say that. We have credit cards, and they're all pretty, none of them are maxed out. We got a good amount of money on those. But I guess emergency funds, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Were you thinking of something else with it? Because the credit cards, you need to watch that. Don't let that get out of hand. If anything,
right.
Work towards reducing that. You've got emergency fund. I'd
right.
make sure this debt thing is under control or reduce it. And then
okay.
you can get towards long-term savings, which could be categorized as investing in the future. But I'd kind of, because that credit card debt, what's that costing you? 18, 19, 21% a year?
Exactly.
That can be expensive. Exactly. So since you mentioned you have some of that, I would evaluate that. Zilchworks, Z-I-L-C-H, works, WORKS.com, is a little program, online program, costs what, $39 or something. If you're looking for something systematic to help you get rid of that debt as well,
okay.
that's a good little software program to check out.
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Great. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Craig. All right. We got another one lined up here. Let's stick with the phones. If you want to jump in, 504-260-0995. Josh Medery, you're next on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Josh?
Hey. How y'all doing? I got a question. It's a complicated thing. My father is from Arkansas. He moved to New Orleans, and I have an estranged family, okay? I didn't really spend time with my relatives on his side of the family. And they were fairly rich and famous, like my uncle, who just died like a week ago. And about 5 years ago, he sent us a legal letter for rights to some property that my grandfather left to all my dad's kids. So how do I find out about that? You know, like, how do I find out now that he's dead? Because once once my grandmother and my grandfather both died, they transferred everything to him. And then, I mean, how do I find out if I still own land in Russellville, Arkansas somewhere?
Has that gone through succession or probate?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know anything about any of that kind of stuff, you know, so. But I know that he just died. We just got word that he died because one of my cousins got in touch with us and let us know. And I'm just wondering, like, because that property, like, I had my sister, my brother, and myself had to sign a legal document because they were trying to drill for natural gas or something on that property.
And this was since his death?
No, this was 5 years ago.
Before his death, and you had to sign off on it?
Right. He wanted to explore the land to see if they had natural gas on it.
Well, you have some interest, obviously, if the landman was wanting you to sign off on regarding those minerals in the ground there, but you're probably going to maybe need to call an attorney in that area and at least get a title search done. You're going to need to have information about your dad's full name, the date of birth. Hopefully you have a social, if not, but the name would be where they would start and do a title search, but also do a title search for you in that area. You could call the clerk of court up in that region as well, maybe, and go that route.
Hey, I'm going to talk about you with Gregory real quick, Josh. So if the oil company has to go get those rights secured before they can start drilling, they got a title company, or their lawyers went through a title company, and they found out that he must be attached to it with his siblings
somehow. Yeah, they are doing a title search. Whenever they're doing that, they're wanting to go and look who owns this land, and is that person clearly the owner of it, or how many owners? Then they're going to locate them and get signatures. So somehow he's connected to that property. He just doesn't know. Is it just the minerals he has rights to, or do they actually own land as well?
Yeah, the property.
See,
rights.
I don't know the laws in that state, but he could just have the mineral rights to the mineral. So you probably should get some legal counsel to do a title search or have a conversation or call the courthouse up there ask them.
That succession process, that's public domain, isn't it? Can we go get info on that as well?
Yeah. How long ago did he die?
Last week.
Oh, they probably haven't done it.
Oh, well, nothing's open yet. But, yeah, you need to be aware of what's going on. There's succession probate, so this is going to roll forward, so you need to be aware of what's going on, so you don't miss out on any notifications and such that you need to respond to.
Yeah, and jump on it, because if they do it without your input and they get it wrong, it's going to take a while to undo it and get it right.
We have Wes Blanchard. You can call my office and reach him, or go to our website, gregoryricks.com, and you can speak to an actual attorney connected with us, and that might help you a little more.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tammy, Lou Ling, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Tammy?
Company, come January, is supposed to be changing or adding an option to our retirement plan. And the option is a lump sum where they just give you a lump sum and you'd be out of the retirement plan compared to, you know, giving you so much money a month. And I was just wondering if you thought that the lump sum would be a good idea. And if so, what would you do with it?
Lump sums can be rolled over to an IRA if you were to take the lump sum. You want to do that so it's not a taxable event. But just because you're being offered a lump sum, it's not just a decision on that. You know, for example, if they gave you a lump sum of $500,000, and let's say the pension was going to be $32,000 a year. Well, if you take $500,000 at 5% return, that's kicking out $25,000 a year, but you can't go get 5% on safe money right now. So you're probably looking at more like $20,000. That lump sum is not large enough to generate you income in the free marketplace versus what the pension. And those are the things you have to consider. It's a mathematical equation. Then you have to decide, is the company sound? Is the pension fully funded? So there's a number of things we have to work through, and it's not always, yeah, take the lump sum.
Yep.
And sometimes somebody could advise you that, and they're not actually looking out for your interest. They're looking at the compensation for handling that for you.
So, Tammy, when you figure out what those numbers are, give us a call back, and we'll walk through the math, or you can just skip a step and call the office.
Like I said, we won't know until January, I think, where we can call in and figure out how much they would actually be offering.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm writing down Tammy from Lu Ling. We're going to hear from you in January then.
Tammy, are you about to retire?
I'm only 55.
Okay, we're going to have to jump to a break, but if you're not retiring, that decision is put off for a while.
It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, iHeartRadio.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Hour 2, Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. If you don't believe me, call us. We'll pick up the phone. Well, Angie will pick it, then we can cue you in when it's your turn. Great calls the last hour. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Call us at 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour, Dwayne Stein. He is our mortgage go-to expertise of the Total Wealth Authority. He's in studio all hours, so if you have a financial situation or a situation that includes something housing-related or mortgage-related, and listen, it's not just you're going out there and buying a new house. What if you need a refi? What if so many times people call in and they say, hey, I'm thinking about cashing out my 401k to pay off my credit cards, or you could do a cash-out refinance on your house. So there's so many things we lean on Dwayne Stein for, most notably. I don't know if you've got an explanation for this, Dwayne Stein. I mean, thanks for joining us. But what's with the run on reverse mortgages as of late? For 4 weeks in a row, when I've touched base with you, you've had a new reverse mortgage client come in the door. What? Any explanation? Do we know why?
Well, I think, listen, the biggest majority of homeowners are, are baby boomers, right? So they are, that's our biggest they're the most house rich, cash poor, so to speak, is the term that's used a lot. And, with October 2nd, there was some huge changes. So some folks really ran through the door to take full advantage of that. There's been some changes now with the reverse purchase that just came out, which is fantastic news. You know, in the past, when you wanted to do a reverse purchase and so reverse purchase, let's say owned a house in Metairie, sold that house, you want to downsize, or you want to, a lot of people are retreating to Mississippi. I'm doing tons of these where people are retreating to Mississippi, I guess tax purposes or whatever the reason being.
Or they saw the mayor's race.
Well, yeah, that or land's a little bit cheaper, a couple things like that.
Sea level.
Well, there you go. So when you're looking at it, what happens is, now with the reverse prior to these changes with a reverse purchase, you had to wait until the client got a certificate of occupancy. So if you were building a new home, you had to wait till basically you got the certificate of occupancy before we could even begin to do the reverse mortgage. Now you don't have to wait to get that certificate of occupancy. So, that person's not floating that money as long. Now, when they decide to move, we could get them qualified, let them know exactly. So as soon as they're ready to move in, we could close on that loan and get those funds out. So they're not having to float that money for a couple months at a time, so to speak. We're able to get them their funds a lot quicker. So we've seen a huge influx in that. And really, I just think people are finally realizing through Gregory's show and through my show and just you know, getting the message out there that these are not bad programs. A reverse mortgage is not a bad program. People are starting to understand. I know with the clients that I meet with, you know, I do a breakdown and explain them just, you know, how much rights they do have. They still own the property. The bank doesn't own your home. You still own your property. And folks are like, well, but the bank could take your home. Well, newsflash, the bank could take your home right now if you don't pay your mortgage on time. Okay, so the bank's not interested in taking your home. So it's just really been a huge influx. It's been fantastic, and been able to help so many people, whether they're just getting cash out or, you know, we have somebody where, you know, I heard a lady earlier, they were doing it because, you know, I've got the same situation where somebody's coming in to get a reverse mortgage because they know. She was kind of concerned about what medical bills are going to be coming down the line. These particular clients that I'm working with know the medical payments are coming, and they don't want to have, excuse me, they don't want to have that left or that burden on their children. So they're being proactive to make sure that they have access to funds to be able to handle all those things. So huge, great program, love it, and you know, it's. It's so rewarding because most people, when they look at you, they're trusting you. They know this is it, right? I mean, we ask every time when we do Greg's live events, how many people in their retirement, how many people homeowners versus how many people in their retirement home, and the number just falls off the table on how many people don't know if they're in their retirement home. When they come in and do a reverse mortgage, they know this is the last loan they're ever going to make, and they want to make sure that they do it right. And I appreciate everybody that trusts me to sit down with them and explain the program to them.
Okay, I see the commercials, though, and what's the difference between getting a reverse mortgage from, like, Tom Selleck versus Dwayne Stein? Now, I realize you're far more attractive and handsome than Tom Selleck, but other than that, what's the difference between going to him or you?
Well, here's number one. Get so many people local. They could sit in front of me. When you're talking about the last loan that you're going to do and your most valuable asset, I've yet to meet anybody that can do and answer those questions on a phone. Okay. So, you know, being able to sit down with somebody and have them look at and go over what maybe their estate plans are and look at what they want to do and what their planning is. You can't do that over a phone. Somebody wants to be able to look. These folks look you in the eyes and know that they have to be able to trust you, and you can't develop that trust over the phone. That's something that when they sit down and meet with you in person, that's the number one difference that I've found.
All right, the horror stories about people getting hosed on a reverse mortgage. What's your answer to that?
Well, here's the thing on a reverse mortgage. You've got to look at different factors. I see so many of these comparison sheets where these other lenders, whether it's Tom Selleck, whether it's even some local folks, where they're maxing out the margins, which what that means is, you know, on your reverse mortgages, everything's based on the London Index based rate of exchange, the LIBOR. So you got to look at what your margins are. What are the margins that people are charging you on these things? You know, I've seen 3.25, you know, on some of this stuff. And basically what that means is the higher they charge margin is that much more. I use the floor rate of 2.75. That way I can make sure that I max out. If somebody wants to get funds, I'm maxing that out for them. So when people come to me for sort of a free second look and go, hey, what? Teach me. Tell me what I'm looking at here. And I see something that's at 3% or even more, that's basically saying that somebody's doing something that benefits them and not the client, because they're putting more money in their pocket for doing a loan and giving that client less money. And to me, that's just not the right thing to do. You always need to put the client first, no doubt about it.
Okay, and these reverse mortgages, they make them go through counseling before they do it. What are some of the things they talk about in the counseling? I don't think we've ever talked about that on the air. I mean, are you at liberty to, like, disclose all this in the public domain?
Yeah, basically what they're doing is they're making sure that you fully understand what you're getting into. They will make sure that you understand as far as what are some of the rates. What are the? Do you know if you're getting a fixed rate versus an annual LIBOR or a monthly LIBOR? They will make sure that you understand the importance of paying your taxes and insurances. Different factors like that are all discussed because, you know, look, there's some crafty salespeople out there. And it's amazing to me on how many people try to get somebody to go do the counseling, because you can't by law move forward with a reverse mortgage until that counseling's done.
So many of the folks out there, I call them shysters. It's probably not the proper word, but, you know,
crafty, a technical term.
Crafty salespeople will just go, hey, look, you need the counseling. Just go get that first, and then we'll go from there. Well, you know, to me, that's unfair because you're leaving it on the counselors to do the training. It's my job to make sure that you are explained everything, because then everything they get, then they come back to you, to that crafty salesperson, so to speak, and they just dismiss everything that the counselors discussed.
What was that? That was like 2 months ago or so. I talked to you. I think it was back in August, where you went to a counseling session with a client just because you wanted to keep up and see if anything's changed since the last time you went.
Well, sure. I mean, you want to be part of this. You want, and here's the thing: in the state of Louisiana, you know, you could do it by phone. So I patched in. I was with the client at their house when they did it, and that way I could sit there and listen. In the state of Louisiana, some states require you to go in person. In the state of Louisiana, you can do the counseling by phone, and it's usually only an hour. But again, I think it's important to, hey, come meet. Let's sit down with Dwayne Stein. Let's look at everything. Let's review everything. So that way, when you go into this counseling, the best thing that I get from everybody is, oh, you know what? That counseling, really, all I did was reiterate everything you told me. To me, that tells me good. I'm doing a good job. You know, and that it shouldn't be no surprise. If they're coming back to me after counseling going, well, hey, what's this? What's that? Then I didn't do my due justice in the beginning of the process.
Is there a test they give you, like a pop quiz?
They do, actually. Yeah, there's a little 10-question test that they give you.
Can you sneak that out and bring it to a show?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, I could definitely do that. We can definitely go over that. But it's very remedial, very kindergarten. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, very basic, the questions. It's everything they do. It's an open book test, man, what they just covered. We give them something to go to the counseling. So they're just reiterating off of that. I mean, they don't want you to fail. That doesn't do them any good if you're failing.
You don't say it like that, because you're going to bring that test in here and I'm going to get 4 out of 10 questions right. And you're like, this is so remedial and so basic. I mean, a mouth-breathing kindergartner could pass this.
Well, I would just say, hey, you're not 62. You haven't had enough life experiences yet.
That's not very flattering either, Dwayne. There's a reason you're so ignorant.
You're
James.
Not wired for it yet.
That's
James.
Right. You're not programmed, brother. We haven't plugged that chip in yet.
Nobody expects you to understand this, James.
Right, exactly.
All right. So that little bit behind the curtains there. I'm anxious to see that test now. When you mentioned your margin, 2.75%, what the heck was that about? That was over my head. What does that mean?
Yeah, basically all reverse, you know, like anything, there's margins. And with a reverse mortgage, you disclose it up front. So what are the certain margins that go into what the factor is on how they come up with your rate? So you'll have a, how am I going to get what your rate's going to be on an annual LIBOR? So you got your 2.75 plus whatever equals your rate's going to be 4.55, you know, so that's how they come up with the margin. And then also that goes into play as well on how much you're going to be paid on your lines of credit. Like right now, the reverse mortgages that we're doing and it's funny because some of them, are big fans of Gregory. A couple of them are clients of Gregory. And we sit here and laugh because right now, the two that we wrote this week that signed, their annual line of credit, which means on a reverse mortgage in your first year, you get X amount of money, okay? Then you could come back if you have enough equity, you have to wait a year, then you have access to what they call your line of credit. Well, that money grows, and the ones this week, one was 5.88 and one was 5.65. is what their annual line of credit is going to grow at over the next year. That's pretty amazing numbers, if you ask me.
All right, this is Dwayne Stein. MortgageGumbo.com is his website. His show is Mortgage Gumbo, which you can hear at any time on the iHeartRadio app. Just search for Mortgage Gumbo. Questions? 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
In order to truly be winning at life, you have to have some fun. Hi, I'm Gregory Ricks. The wife and I will always try to find some time for a JPAS date night. We're definitely going to be at the Pasta and Puccini Gala this Friday at the Sheraton in downtown New Orleans. It's the Super Bowl of the fine arts. Plus, we're doing the show live, so we kind of have to go. For our tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app, or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Typically, the annuity depends on, is it variable? There's probably fees that you may not like in there. The mutual funds may run less fees, but that's something you want to look into. If the company you're with currently is fixed annuities, you possibly could see lower fees built in. You probably have guarantees in there. And if you go to mutual funds, yeah, you're taking on some risk there as well. So it depends on your age, what your risk tolerance is, and how much longer you're going to be working and putting money into retirement. So if you're doing this on your own, I would want to know what those expense comparisons are, what my risk is, and how can this get me to my financial goal.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. On News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
We ain't playing nothing slow at the parking lot party.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
No party like the pre-party, after the party, the after party.
Yeah, we're back with you. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. Just reading here, I was perusing during the break, is the end of energy, the end of the cartels. I guess electric cars taking over the world. We won't need Earl anymore.
Yeah, that energy comes from pixie dust.
Yeah, and it has no carbon footprint whatsoever to build it. Okay, yeah, I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. We have Dwayne Stein in studio with us today, host of Mortgage Gumbo on WRNO that follows our show at 1 on that local radio station. One of the things I keep running through my mind, hey, Dwayne, I think we passed, somebody called into the office yesterday asking about a reverse purchase.
Yep.
And we talk about that on the show. It's when people are looking to maybe not in that retirement home, but to get into that retirement home, maybe move closer to the kids. That's one of the things I will bring up that they should consider and talk to you about. So I had that passed along to you yesterday, and I like those things as far as how they work. And once again, situation of buying a house with less of your money and not having a mortgage payment.
Yep.
Can you explain it a little further for the listeners?
Yeah, basically with the reverse purchase, it's going to allow you to take full advantage of what you want to do with your monies. Let's say if you want to downgrade. You hit on what most folks are doing. Listen, once you retire, Everybody wants to get by the grandbabies. They want to be by the grandkids. They want to be able to hang out. You know, for some reason, you know, there should be a new job title, which becomes for grandparents is, you know, babysitter, right? Because everybody becomes almost a pseudo babysitter. You know, they're going to help out. And all the time when I'm talking to folks, that's what they're wanting to do. So what it allows you to do is, let's say that you're selling a house, you know, anywhere, and you have, you get your money off of your equity on that property that you sold. Well, then you can go buy another property and you could take half of that. Usually it's about 50%. You could take those funds, move it into a reverse purchase, and then you get rid of your mortgage payment. So not only do you keep the equity, let's say that $100,000, why put down on a $300,000 house? Why put down the whole $100,000? Put down the minimum that you have to, hold on to your cash, and you put down whatever the minimum requirement is for you to get this reverse purchase, and then you alleviate any kind of future payments, and then you're simply just responsible for your taxes and insurances. See a lot of that because people want to be moving by family. Let's face it, the baby boomers, that's the largest percentage. 78% of baby boomers are homeowners. So that is, you know, that's a huge, huge number. So they kind of control what's going on with this market as much as we want to talk about it. They're the folks that have it, and they're the ones who have the equity. You know, they're the ones that have the free and clear homes. They're the ones that aren't, you know, so unless the game plan is, hey, let's sit around and wait for people to die, which isn't going to happen. People are living longer and longer and longer, which is why sort of the changes that came about on October 2nd, in my opinions, with the reverse, which is why I think some of this stuff needed to be done, because the fact is the actuary tables, they're going to be changing because people are living longer, right? So everything's going to be different. That average age where somebody was maybe dying in their early 80s, now that number's a lot higher. So people are living longer. But to kind of circle back to what your original statement there on the reverse purchase, it's a fantastic program if you want to live, you know, and maybe get that house that you always wanted, right? Nobody has to say that you got to settle. Maybe you want to get that house that you always wanted and that you've earned and that you've worked hard for. And you and your husband, you want your, you know, you want that house that you've always wanted, maybe a little bit of land. So you could kick him out the house and let him go cut some grass, or he wants to chase down some cows or goats or something like that during the day. Reverse purchase is a nice way to go, no doubt about it.
Gregory says when he's faced with the people considering a reverse mortgage, and they throw and he asks them any reservations. They say, "Well, we're hoping to leave this to the kids." And he asks the kids. Every single one of them says, "No, I don't want the house." Is that your observation as well?
It's the number one thing that stated to me during my initial phone call. By the time they come in to meet with me, it's over with, because we've either got, I'll pick up the phone and call with them. All right, hey, let's get Junior on the phone.
Oh, the old three-way call, huh?
Yeah. Let's get Sally on the phone and let's ask them how they feel. And this is just something that during the initial phone conversation, that is what most people state. And it comes back to, I tell them, hey, if you've got a good, you know, if you're working with a Gregory Ricks, you have that taken care of already, right? So no way when you went to buy your house 20-something, 30-something years ago, you're like, gosh, this is beautiful. I love the color brick. I love the carpet color. I can't wait to paint this room. Junior's going to go to, this is going to be a great school. And just think about it. We'll be able to leave this to him. Nobody ever says that when they're purchasing a home. That's not on a checklist.
We'll be able to leave this to them? Yeah, that part.
Yeah, I ask realtors, hey, why don't y'all add, you know, hey, want to leave to kids checkbox? You know, if it's a, because, but that's what people say, and I understand it, and I get it. People always, we want to give our kids, you know, as much as we can, but every time, most of the kids, I don't want to say every time, but for the most part, the kids are going to simply say, Mom, Dad, have the quality of life. Because we know as the siblings, it's going to come back on us if they don't. So we want to help them out as much as we possibly can. Otherwise, it's coming back on Junior. It's coming back on Sally, because then all of a sudden, medical expenses come up, different things like that. Guess what? Then it's too late to try to do a refinance or something like that when somebody's incapacitated or can no longer get things the way they want to do it.
Here's the property that most would probably want left to them. A few hundred acres just right outside of town. Rolling right. Hills, lake, and you get all the mineral rights to the property as well, of course.
Yeah. Sign me up for that.
So, we wouldn't mind that, but that 60-year-old house, 70-year-old house, 80-year-old house in that part of town where nobody likes to go to anymore except to see parents. We don't want that.
Right.
Well, in observation, I'm waiting for the first story where the kid's like, hell yeah, I want the house. And we're like, well, we can't do this reverse mortgage. I'm waiting for that story. Look, on a long enough time scale with, you know, mathematically speaking, it has to happen. We can just say it hasn't happened to us personally as of yet. But look, the whole idea of I want to have some sort of legacy when I pass along to leave to the kids. Isn't that what life insurance is for, Gregory and or Dwayne?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I explained to him. That's exactly why meeting with a Gregory Ricks, having a good estate plan set up, making sure that your retirement, making the right decisions with 401ks, and those things, and hence a life insurance policy is exactly what is meant to take care of all those factors. Not the brick and mortar that is going to give you the peace of mind and a quality of life and a security, in your final years.
Well, I don't know if you heard our show. I believe it was on Wednesday. We were talking about just briefly, there is a point to where maybe you don't need life insurance anymore. And that kind of made me think of when I was talking to my dad 10, maybe 15 years ago. You know, we were talking about bills and he's like, yeah, and I just had to get a new life insurance policy and they jacked up my rate because I'm getting old and unhealthy and cholesterol and all this stuff. I'm like, well, what do you need a life insurance policy for, old man? He's like, well, to take care of you and your sister. I'm like, we're 30. We can take care of ourselves. We're college-educated kids. You take care of you first, and if you can't afford life insurance, we'll get by. We won't even know the difference. We were expecting to be left with nothing anyway. That's what everyone else in our family's done. Hey, let's just leave maybe a pile of debt, maybe 10 grand that's going to be divided amongst a bunch of kiddos and grandkids. Right. You know, my grandmother, my paternal grandmother aside, no one's left us anything.
Right.
And that all got stolen by my aunt anyway. So it's just it just seems so weird because once you learn about reverse mortgages and reverse purchase, I'm probably going to do that in my later years. If I have my house, just turn around and have that thing kick me money, I'm looking forward to that.
It's just and so many people when they sit in front of me and they lay out all their bills and they lay out what their plans are, that's the biggest thing is that they're struggling when they don't need to be and for the most part, when the kids, I always ask for the kids to come in if they can, because I want them to be part of the process. I want them to understand. I encourage them to come in because, you know, there's so many drunken uncles out there who, you know, we had one case where, oh, well, my daughter works with a girl who works for a guy who knows a girl, at the tax assessor's office and said, that they, they take homes. Well, listen, you know, number one, if you don't pay your taxes on anything, you're going to have liens put against your house, right? So it doesn't matter if it's a reverse, a forward. Heck, it doesn't matter if you don't pay your Discover bill, they'll put a lien on your home. So, when you're looking at that, that cannot be the decision. The decision has to be is what's best for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whatever it's going to be. And let's look at it. So, again, I encourage the siblings, come in. And that's why, to get back to your question, that's why for me, outside that I'm a better-looking guy than Magnum PI and Tom, you know, you want to sit in front of somebody and look them in the eyes and be able to answer those questions. Because trust, when it comes to what Gregory does and what I do, when it comes to people's financial assets, that's the number one thing that everybody wants to make sure is that they trust you. They've worked hard.
This is Dwayne Stein. He's our buddy in the Total Wealth Authority. You can probably see why we like him so much. Questions, though, financial and or mortgage related, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeart Radio. How often?
often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I'm not going to be like every other lender out there. I want to separate myself. And how do we do that? We do that with service. And service starts with answering your phone. And in this day and age, so many people just take a number on a piece of paper, go, here's your credit score, and say, yes or no, we can't do that. And to be honest with you, that's just not fair. I think there's an opportunity to put everybody in a home, and that's what we need to be looking to do.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, sometimes a husband and wife comes in, they haven't even talked about what they would prefer to do with each other. They just kind of force themselves into this awkward situation, but, you know, we do help them out with that.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Winning at life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
When you're dealing with savings bonds, you're going to be dealing with treasurydirect.gov. If you're wanting to acquire some or sell some, that's the website you go to. Don't go to the bank. They're not cashing the savings bonds for you. Treasurydirect.gov.
Winning at life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
I got my money, but I can't let go. I'm killing every second till it sees my soul. Woo.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. That means we're waiting on your call. Maybe you have a financial situation, not sure what to do. I'll help you out with that. 504-260-0995.
We got Dwayne Stein with us, and on the phone is Randall from the West Bank. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, talking to James Parker, Gregory Ricks, and Dwayne Stein. How can we help you, Randall? Angie, pull up Randall. Oh, I got to do that. I'm so used to doing that during the week. That's my fault, Randall. That's my fault. How can we help you, Randall? Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm from the West Bank. I'm 21. I'm currently managing at a hotel downtown New Orleans, and I have about 30 grand saved up, and I'm trying to buy a house in the next 2 years, just trying to figure out what's the best place to put my money at.
How'd you save up 30 grand so quick?
I've been managing in the catering industry since I was 17. So I've been kind of just saving money as the time went on, and I'm currently still living with my parents.
There
so I have very
is.
Minimal
there,
bills.
Okay, there
yeah.
it is. That's smart man. I
good
know
job
it's,
though. Good
I know
job.
It's not cool to live with your parents, but who's got $30,000 and who doesn't?
How many of your friends in their own little apartments got 30 grand in the bank?
No one.
Yeah, right. I would live my parents until I was 40 if I could do it again. All right. So, my first temptation, though, Randall, is to ask you about stories. If you're managing at a hotel in the French Quarter, I've talked to other hotel workers in the Quarter, and they have some of the most awesome / disgusting stories ever. Just not in agreement. Yes, Randall?
Yeah, they get pretty bad. They get pretty bad.
Now, that aside, 30,000, 21 years old, where would you steer Greg? Where would you steal Randall Gregory?
What are your near-term plans? Is there a lot in your life or, you know, a significant other in your life?
Really.
You wanting to buy a house?
College?
What I really want to do, I'm a senior in college, about to graduate from UNO, and I'm looking to buy a house in the next 2 years, probably. And just wondering if I should keep in the savings account or try to invest somewhere else.
Well, some of that's emergency money, and probably the rest is house down payment.
Correct.
What do you think, Dwayne?
Well, here's what I could tell you. That 30 grand, we've got some programs depending on where you want to live, Randall, that I could put you. Are you a veteran by any chance?
No, sir.
All right, so not a veteran. Depending on where you want to look at, we could probably keep all or most of that money in your pocket with the programs that we've got, a couple of different grant programs. I mean, if you like hanging out with mom and dad and chilling in a parent's house for the next 2 years, cool. If not, we could probably look at doing something much sooner for you. There's a lot of programs out there depending on where you want to live. There's rural development, so there's, you know, no money down there. There's the CAFA grant programs we've got where we could actually give you money for buying a home. So a lot of different options out there. So all of that money can stay in your pocket, can help you where you can continue to invest that stuff. And still be able to own a house at 21 years old. So, you know, what I deal with a lot of folks, Randall, at your age, you know, this first house is going to be, hey, it's the starter home. But then it begins something else, which is, you know, investment property. You know, so then you buy, maybe you come in and you go, hey, you find yourself a nice little double somewhere. You live on one side, the other person's paying the other side. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, you know, maybe meet somebody or something like that. Now you're not just running that hotel, you're running the whole French Quarter, right, brother? So, so then all of a sudden you go, hey, I'm going to move up. You keep that house as a, you keep your initial home as an investment property. So there's a lot of different options there, especially since it's going to be a primary residence that, we could probably get you in a home, sooner rather than later.
Now, some of that still should be kept for emergency money, even though Dwayne's leaving a good bit in your pocket for right now. Sounds like he's encouraging you to start leveraging and get more properties and then take over the city at some point and then Louisiana after that. So, but here's one thing to remember when you do the house thing, and James's done it, we all have, it's just buying the house is actually where the spending starts.
Correct.
You know, the lawnmower, the drapes, the rug.
Well, he doesn't even have
a couch.
Right. Yeah. Even an apartment renter would have a couch.
You know, some repairs depending on the condition of the home. So next thing you know, you could spend some pretty serious money there. So you have to understand that aspect of it too. So sounds like you need to do a little bit more saving. And once you get that house handled, if that's your goal in the next couple years, do you have a 401k through your work?
I will to this job. So I got about 3 more months till I get a 401k.
Okay. Well, once again, at least get your matching. If not, another thing is put in as much as you can pre-tax, or even if you're wanting to do a Roth, I would look at getting some money into a Roth every year. He's 21. Imagine what he could build up putting $5,500 a year into a Roth.
Yep.
That's that magic money for you long term there.
You have any student loan debt?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Student loan debt?
I am currently trying to pay that off because I started off in college with taking out a couple loans, but then I once I started getting to these management positions, I was like, I'm just going to pay it off as I go through. So now I got a little bit, but I'm paying them off right now.
Good deal.
All right.
That's awesome.
Just wanted to check on that. Well, Randall, sounds like you're in a pretty good spot. You're at 30 grand ahead when most people coming out of college are 60 grand in the negative. So use that wisely, and then, man, you're going to be propelled above your peers for a while.
Congrats.
Thanks, Randall. Next time you have a question, give us a call. There you go. So, Dwayne, when you started talking about programs, what was mulling around in your head for Randall?
Well, you know, I think number one, Gregory hit it spot on. People don't understand. I had a client this week who went in, who initially came to me looking at a $160,000 house, had him qualified for $225,000. Well, of course, went and started looking at houses at $225,000, liked it. And then when the rubber came to meet the road, they realized that I just don't want to spend that much.
Amen.
Under contract, under everything. So like Gregory says, that's when the reality kicks in. And folks don't understand, the mortgage payment is, that's the easy part. Then you start adding on taxes, insurances, it depending on the loan program, if you got any kind of mortgage insurance on top of that. But then you just got maintenance. I mean, hey, air condition breaks. There's no calling the landlord going, hey, come fix it, I'm hot. It's up to you now. You know, there's just a lot of different things that go wrong. You know, a leak, the plumbing, toilet stops running, whatever the different deals are. But for Randall, when I heard 30 grand, the number one thing I want to do is cash is king in my world. So I love to get people in houses with having them keep as much emergency money and as much money in their pocket as possible. So that's why I immediately start looking at Randall's 21. We're going to wait till he graduates from college when he becomes full time with these folks. Then we could get him into a program for little or nothing. Probably get a seller to pay his closing costs and all that. So he's going to come to the loan with the lint in his pocket, basically, and still be able to have all those monies to buy curtains. Now, chances are mom and dad are probably going to be like, we'll buy you whatever we want. Get the heck out, right? So, you know, sofas, you know. Just leave, please. You know, so mom and dad are looking for a raise too, Randall, I promise you. So
that doesn't sound nearly as flattering, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I can totally understand that. Hey, coming up in the next segment, you're going to handle my PMI issues. What were you saying, Gregory?
Oh, I've got a few questions regarding the reverse. I'm going to throw out some negative stuff here on that. Now, we did talk about one of the things, and that is if you're wanting to leave your home to your kids, reverse mortgage is kind of problematic on that. So we've already done that. What if someone lives with you and that person is not on the reverse mortgage? That has to be considered. Is that something covered through counseling and the exploratory of that process, Dwayne?
Absolutely, it sure is. And the biggest thing you want to make sure of is I basically require, I won't do a reverse mortgage if both people aren't of eligible age, which is 62, Gregory.
I agree with that.
I just don't feel right about it. There's no, I don't feel comfortable with it. Because there's no way in the world I'm going to do a reverse mortgage for somebody who's not of eligible age, and then that person passes on, and what have we really accomplished there? Then that person that's has really not much say-so. They have say-so, don't get me wrong, but the one thing they have on top of everything is not only did they lose their significant other, they basically can lose the roof over their head. So I just don't feel good about that. That is the whole thing with the reverse, is keeping a peace of mind and knowing that that house, you're going to have a roof over your head for the rest of your life.
All right, we're talking with Dwayne Stein, host of Mortgage Gumbo, mortgagegumbo.com, member of the Total Wealth Authority. We'll continue with this. If you have any questions, 504-260-0995. I am James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Do you know the difference between culture and pop culture? Gregory Ricks here. And for those that know the difference, come support real culture at JPAS Pasta and Pacini Charity Gala this Friday. We'll be broadcasting the show live and then enjoying top-notch party. This isn't finger sandwiches and a cover band. This is Pasta and Pacini. For our tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Definite Banking. What's your take on that?
I have a tax question. We haven't filed in 4 years.
My wife and I both have separate 401 accounts. Could I consolidate that money?
What's Gregory's thoughts on where to send my money?
I got myself overwhelmed in credit card debt.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Find us at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I've been working in the construction field. I'm 51, don't really have a retirement. Where would someone like me start?
If you have filled up your 401k, you can put money into an IRA, and you can put up, since you're over 50, you can put up to $6,500 a year for yourself. You could go to a Roth as well.
What's the difference between a standard IRA and a Roth IRA?
Roth is after-tax dollars put in, but it grows tax-deferred and comes out tax-free, is what a Roth does, where an IRA could be, depending on your situation, could be pre-tax or after-tax, but grows tax-deferred and comes out taxable as ordinary income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Happy Saturday. I feel kind of guilty when I'm having a good Saturday because I know there's a chance you may be having one of the worst Saturdays of your life, or your dog just died, or you're on your way to a funeral or something to that effect. I'm over here having a great Saturday. Hope I'm not ruining it for you. Dwayne Stein's in studio. He looks like he's having a happy Saturday. I know Gregory is because he was at NOLA Motorsports this morning. You going back after the show?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go do lunch, and then I'm going to watch LSU beat Auburn.
Nice.
That's my afternoon.
You got your LSU gear on, but you're not going to the game?
No, it's kind of a hike to get there by 2:30 after finishing the show. So, you know, I don't have that kind of pull for them to clear the roads. I've got to get through.
Right. The helicopter's kind of in the shop, Greg?
Not yet, yeah. Gregory. Not yet.
And I'm needing new tires on the Lear. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That happens.
So G6.
How long's the adrenaline stay with you after you go to I mean, do you find yourself, like, revving up the engine at the red light, like, waiting as if you're a dragster after you go and just explode with some RPMs?
No, I just... Because I leave it on the track. I don't have that need once I drive off the property. I gotta go, get out of my way. No, I'm if anything, I'm probably a little slower there, but it definitely is a change. But, you know, and I didn't drive hard this morning. My thing was, I think I reached 130 on the long straightaway. On another short straightaway, I'd reach 97, and then the braking turning. I wasn't pressing hard, trying to beat some time. I just wanted to go out there and do some laps.
You're getting used to it, then.
And it is really cool just to hit those speeds. It's fun.
Yeah, that's but amazing. I mean, is the adrenaline rush starting to wane a little bit? Are you getting used to this, desensitized to it?
Because when you took me in your car and you're zipping around and we got up to 130 and we're going through all these turns and, oh, ran off a little bit, caught some grass there. It's like, oh, yeah, I could have died. When I got when I got out, I couldn't – I was all sweaty and disoriented. I couldn't even go to the bathroom for like a half hour, and I needed to go. I just – like my body had just shut everything off because I was in the fight or flight mode, like I was about to go into battle or fight a tiger or something. You know.
Well,
just,
you do have – from my standpoint, I want to keep my skills up. But, yeah, I am more relaxed. I still have to stay focused. I can't think about, well, what question am I going to ask Dwayne in hour two today? I'm not thinking about anything except keeping that car – going the right direction there.
All right, let's take a call real quick. Susan, New Orleans, you're next up. Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. You got James Parker, Gregory Ricks, and Dwayne Stein.
But let me just ask you something about the racing. You go on the track and you run your own car?
Yeah, it's my car. We all drive our own cars out there. Let me, since you asked that, I had a client in the other day, and we finished up, had a great meeting, and he said, by the way, do you have, like, are you covered under insurance out there? No, I'm not covered under insurance. I can pick up extra insurance for track days when I'm out there. But like today, there was only two other cars on this 2.75-mile track. And actually, I'm less likely to have an incident out there than I am driving on the interstate. The interstate's a lot more scarier to me than the racetrack. I'm telling you, that's the way I feel.
Yeah, but they have programs where you can drive other people's cars or...
Yeah, extreme. You can drive exotic cars. It, you know, costs a few hundred dollars.
How much does it cost to go on the track with your own car and run it around?
Well, they have track days that you can pay for, like NASA, National Auto Sports Association.
No, it's for you to go on the track and run it around a few times. I guess you pay for that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm a member of the track, so that comes with an annual dues, and I just register for that day and then go out there. Like, we had 3 hours today, and I was out there less than an hour. I just wanted to go get some time. Of course, I have to come in and go to work this morning, so that's a priority. So I went out there early, got some time in, and then move on with the rest of my day. Okay. So it wasn't expensive, but you do have maintenance on the cars and all tires. Those Cup 2 tires, about $500 a pop. I've bought quite a few tires this year.
Susan, are you thinking about yourself, or is this a gift
idea? No, I've heard him talk about it before a couple of times, and I was just wondering how it worked. But I have two other questions.
Go ahead, Susan.
This gift that you can give somebody that's tax-free, the person who receives the gift doesn't have to declare it on his taxes, do they?
Are you talking about for a down payment on a mortgage?
No, did you give somebody a tax-free gift? I think the maximum is $14,000 right now.
Oh, the gifting allowance, yeah.
The gift allowance. The person who receives it does not have to declare it, do they?
Not that I know of.
But do they? Oh, okay. Well, I read something in the paper today that stated the exact opposite. That's what I was wondering. I guess they're wrong.
You know,
I always thought the person who received it did not have
What paper
it.
Was that you were looking at?
Oh, shoot. Where did I read it? I don't remember. I've been looking through a lot of money magazines and things. I just came across. I said, that can't be right. Let me ask them.
You know, there may be something if you have to use the gift for a down payment, because apparently I missed a piece of paperwork, and I got a pretty scary letter from the IRS a couple of years later saying, hey, you didn't count this as income.
Yeah.
And it was an old mutual fund that the wife had inherited to cash in for part of the down payment. And then we got $5,000 from the in-laws. So maybe we did miss something, but that was wrapped up in a house purchase, not just a regular old gift exception. Dwayne, any ideas on that?
Yeah, no. If it's put into the house, then you're fine.
Okay. My other question is this concerning mortgage. If I'm going to buy, say, a $400,000 house, and I have $200,000 in cash, what do I use to make a decision of either putting that into the house or putting it in my savings and just taking out that much more mortgage?
Yeah, the first thing I would do is I would show you, obviously, if this is going to be an investment property, at a minimum, you've got to put it. So this would be a primary, so you're going to sell your current house?
Right, a house to live in. No, I have the cash. It's nothing to do with selling my other house. I don't have a house. I have the cash right now, and I'm thinking about buying a house. Should I put the $200,000 into the new house I'm going to buy, or should I keep that in the bank and just take out a mortgage, a bigger mortgage?
Yeah, I mean, well, let me ask you this. The house that you're going to buy, is this going to be the primary residence that you're going to live in?
Yes.
Yeah, so what the first thing I would look at for you is, let's look at what the difference in payment is, if you feel comfortable with. I would never say to put down all of it. I would say let's look at the minimum amount that you want to put down. So if you've got that much capital, I would say we need to at least put down 20%. So you're looking at least $80,000 that we'd want to put down on the $400,000, so you could avoid any kind of private mortgage insurance, ma'am. And then we would look at, you know, that extra $120,000. I'm sure you could do a better job with it than putting into the house, as long as it's something that's affordable. If you go, listen, this is what I'm comfortable with, then sure, you could put the whole $200,000 down. My whole thought process when I look at this is, what is the future plans? Is this your retirement home? Because, you know, once you put that $200,000 into that house, it costs you money to go get that money back out.
True.
Because the only way you can get it back out is to do a refinance, which is going to cost you money.
True.
So I always look at, hey, let me keep as much as of Ms. Susan's money at her disposal. I always consider you can do a better job with your money than the bank can holding your money. So
True.
I would look at doing, let's put down the minimum amount, the 20% that you need to avoid any kind of, not penalties, but any kind of mortgages, insurances, or anything like that. Make sure that you get the best rate possible, because the difference in your rate is going to be very minimal whether you put down at 50% loan to value or you're at 80% loan to value,
okay.
Susan.
Anything
Susan,
else?
Yeah, I want to add in on this. Regarding the gift taxes,
yes.
It's generally the person that's giving the gift is responsible for reporting and if there's any taxes. Now, if they give you stock, just gift you stock, and when you sell it, based on the cost basis, if there's a taxable amount, that's your responsibility, the one receiving the gift, to pay that taxes. So it depends on the situation. But generally, you giving your kid $5,000, he's not going to be responsible for the tax or reporting it.
And
if you're wanting to give him money for tuition or pay medical bills, make that payment directly to those institutions and you avoid all that.
But if I want to give my child $14,000, I have to declare it as taxable?
Well, if it's going to be a taxable event, if you were to give him $20,000.
No, I won't go over the minimum.
I understand, right. But that's when you're responsible for it. If you're giving him a taxable gift, it's your responsibility, not his, on a gift like that. If you're gifting him tax stock, for example, that's he's going to later sell down the road, and let's say the cost basis was 20 and he sells it for 50, he's going to be paying taxes on that $30, that capital gain on that.
Thank you very much, Susan. Appreciate that.
So it just depends on the situation.
Hey, Dwayne, so in 1 minute, how do I get this PMI, private mortgage insurance, off of my monthly payment here? I'm ready for that thing to go away, and I think it's about time.
Yeah, listen, number one thing you do is call your servicer. Whoever's servicing your loan, whoever you're making your payments to, all you got to do is simply call them, find out exactly what their process is, and then they can take care of
it. Doesn't happen automatically?
It's supposed to once you're at 78% loan to value, but if you're not, there's a proper way to do that, and we covered that. I had the national manager with Genworth last week on the show, so if you want to go to mortgagegumbo.com, you can listen to that show from last week. It was in the mm-hmm. first hour. He explains in detail, because there is a right and a wrong way to try to cancel mortgage insurance.
All right, I'll have to check that out. Look, there's another way to look at it, mortgagegumbo.com, or if you're already on the iHeartRadio app, you can just go up to the search bar and type in Mortgage Gumbo, and boom, it'll pop up. Dwayne Stein, thank you very much for your time, bud.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Happy Saturday. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. The phone number, if you have a financial situation and you are not quite sure what to do, Well, you've stumbled on what could be some potential help. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. Get it? Got it? Good. Gregory, you got some more in, on the gift tax situation here, or the gifting situation, where it gets taxed and whatnot. We just kind of ran out of time with Susan there.
Yeah, I wanted to touch back on it because it is kind of complicated, something as simple as a gift.
Hang on. How can this be complicated? It came from the IRS, Gregory.
It's just like required minimum distribution start dates are not complicated either, are they?
No.
Could have made it so easy. And if you have questions about that, call us, 504-260-0995. Susan, in her question, what I would tell her, if you're giving the child $14,000 and it's not a taxable event, there's nothing to report or tell on that. And it's up to Susan if she says, you know, I just feel like giving him $16,000. Well, you've gifted him more than you should. But when you think about who's really tracking this, or they're going to audit you and say, yeah, I see right here when I add this up, you gave your child $16,449.83 this year. So why'd you give them so much money? You know, are they going to see that? And I would bet they're, you use Venmo, M-Pesa, cash, if you're falling over that limit, or hey, let me pay for something for you. I don't think this is a real hard hit technicality, but what they're getting into is all of a sudden big swaths of money are changing hands, and Uncle Sam wants his due.
Now listen, I would never tell anyone to do this. This is not me telling anyone to do this, but I have heard tell that some human being at some point in history has converted their big chunk of money to Bitcoin, gifted that Bitcoin, traded the Bitcoin to someone, and it's over the limit, and when they convert it back to money, to cash, it's been used as a way to skirt all these red flags and audits and whatnot.
But it's not currency. Did it go up in value while they held it?
Hey, it'd be an even better gift, I guess.
Yeah, and that'd be a taxable event.
No, see.
Yeah, it would.
If when you cash in Bitcoin, it can be a taxable event?
Yeah, if they had a gain. They have like a capital, stock.
They have a capital gain on it?
It's taxable.
I'm going to have to read up on this.
Yeah, it is taxable.
Okay.
Okay, generally the following are considered non-taxable gifts. Gifts that do not exceed the annual exclusion. Gifts to charities or political organization. By the way, don't forget to vote today. Here in New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, I believe there's people holding up signs at every corner, not to get money, but for you to cast a vote.
Yeah, is Mississippi voting today? Because there's three taxes.
Let me finish this and look that up, see who all's voting. Maybe everybody's voting today. Okay, so we talked about not to exceed the annual exclusion, which is $14,000. Gifts to charities, political organizations, paying tuition or medical expenses when it's written directly to a medical or educational institution for someone else. And gifts to your spouse. There's no cap on gifts to your spouse, James. Or getting your spouse to give you some money.
See, I there has to be some sort of limit on that. So if I just wanted to give someone anything more than the limit, I can marry them and then give it to them and then divorce real quick, get an annulment maybe.
Yeah, you're making it really complicated.
I don't like how my brain works either.
Gift tax returns must be filed by April 15th unless an extension is filed either personally on Form 4868 or an extension for the gift tax return on Form 8892. There's a form for that.
Old 8892. Add a nickel.
So hopefully that clears up that murky water and there's a form for it.
There's a form for everything. All right, what was you took care of that. I had something planned next. What were you going to do after you interrupted me to finish this?
You were going to tell me who's voting where.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. Heck, I've got it in front of my face on the screen over here. Right,
but it's in a political show, but obviously we're about to get into politics for a moment.
Well, no, there's no politics here. I don't care who
it is politics. You got to go vote. It's a politician running or something. Or
this has a political connection. Sure.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Okay, but this is politically colorblind here. There's taxes that are on the ballot. Vote no. That's it. I don't care if a Republican, a Democrat, or a Martian puts them on the ballot. Vote no. Especially if you live in my district or my municipality or whatever my little administrative area is. Please vote no. Please vote. Yeah, if there's an HELL in front of it, check that too, just in case. Please just vote no. I am just blown away. I am blown away that it's probably going to pass, but there's three spots on my ballot. By the way, if you live in Louisiana.
Have you seen the ballot?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the ballot.
You know what the big one on today is? For Orleans.
Oh, the mayor?
Mayor. That tops the ballot.
My guy's not going to win. And you know who I'm voting for, and you know why I'm voting for him.
I'm going to vote for Sidney Torres. Oh, wait.
He didn't run. Oh, and she's got jokes. But look, the Secretary of State of Louisiana has an app, Go Vote, GEAUX. Isn't that cute? Kind of like go. Anyway, go vote, and you can go look at your ballot. But I am blown away that I've seen the ballot. The last three things on my ballot are going to be for millage renewals on your taxes, which means you have a chance for your taxes to go down in three tiny, small, tiny increments. It's not that big of a deal, but chances are people are going to vote to keep my taxes at a higher level, and that drives me absolutely insane. Who are you? Call in right now if you like. I demand for more millages on my taxes. I demand to pay higher taxes. I demand for more of our hard-earned dollars to be taken out of the cash registers of the small businesses of my area and sent down to the government where they're just going to, you know what, it down the toilet. That's all. That's the end of my rant. So don't forget to vote unless you're going to vote for property tax increases. Then don't vote.
You know, a millage here, millage there. And then another millage. You know what? Then it's going to add up a lot of money.
Yeah, eventually. $360 a month is what I'm paying on all these millages. What?
Can I just rant about something real fast as far as taxes?
Oh, like, Angie's got a rant. Okay.
Especially since the last storm.
And if you have a... Hold it. And if you have a rant, 504-260-0995. Go ahead, Angie.
I'll be real quick, I promise.
No, hey, it's rant 30. Take your time.
The catch basin situation. Now, am I correct? The taxes we pay, right? Aren't that it's supposed to cover cleaning catch basins?
The whole system's supposed to work.
Yes.
Water's supposed to flow.
It's supposed to cover your potholes and things
routine
like that.
Routine maintenance, correct?
Yeah.
I'm, in fact, paying taxes for this service to occur. Is that correct?
Yes.
So why am I not getting a discount on my taxes when I cleaned out my neighborhood's catch basin?
That's the smartest thing you've said in a long time.
I don't know. I didn't get any credit for some road work I did. In my area.
Or some road.
Up with that. Yeah.
Hey,
is that on
you've
the
been
ballot?
By my house. You saw that gravel I put down because they did one horrible job. So I hired somebody to fix it.
Angie, he literally did road work on the side road to his house. That's not a joke. I'm laughing not because it's a joke. I'm laughing because it's funny.
It's ridiculous. But yeah,
it's $1,000. Otherwise, it was a muddy mess.
Well, it was funny because it was one of those where they just laid the strip and they didn't have the curbs properly on both sides. And you always know.
Oh, the curb's a whole nother bill.
Right. So you know it starts the natural attrition from the outside in. Well, it had gotten to a point to where you could barely fit one car going one direction on what was left of the road because it had already attritioned from both sides so far in.
Did he know about it?
They refused to pay the whole width.
You think they haven't driven down the roads of Lakeview ever? They know. They know it looks like worse than Beirut 1984 in Lakeview.
My neighbors actually do file reports to the city, and they get to them 6 months later. It's a true story.
Anyway, that said, just vote no. You can vote no. You can vote yes on the millage renewals, but when you come back in 3 years and the roads still aren't fixed and the schools are still a dumpster fire, they're not going to give you your money back. So just vote no now. Yet, haven't we voted for the tax increases in the past? Aren't we still living in a public service circus as of now? How are those pumps doing? Vote no.
There's a lot of people running for mayor of New Orleans.
They act like there's only three.
That's all I've heard. But then I look at this list. It looks like 20 people. I didn't count it, but it looks like a lot of people.
Well, look, and if you want to talk about the decision-making process we have here, there is no decision to be made. Maybe I should pull up my ballot. And I was shocked when I ran through how many of these things I'm voting for, where there's not one person who's a Republican even on the ballot. And look, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm actually a registered Libertarian. But what, you guys aren't even going to try? You're not even going to not even throw one dude in the mix for mayor? Not one?
Did you see St. Tammany Parish? 1, 2, 3, 4 millages are on that.
Vote no to all of St. Tammany.
You know, millage here and there adds up to a lot of money. That's what's happening over there.
People will
There's
do
some
it.
Constitutional amendments. Is one of them abolishing taxes or something?
Abolishing taxes? Don't get me excited. All right. Listen, if you want to pay more taxes, there is a line in the code. There's videos on YouTube that'll show you where you can fill this out. I think it's like line 47B or 87B, or it's on page something of the tax code. Chuck Woolery did a viral video a few years ago when they were doing the debt ceiling deal.
Or you can donate money to government.
Yeah, if you want to, and your check would actually goes, I believe, to some bureau in West Virginia where you have to mail that check to because it's separate from your tax return. But if you think taxes should be higher, go find that page in the tax code, cut your extra check and send it to the government. And leave me alone. If you want to do it, then you do it, fine. And you can have a beer with me and try and talk me into why I should pay more taxes and try and convince me to. You can take commercials out on TV and say, you know, if you really want to do right by this country, you should donate more to taxes. But forcing me to do it puts you in the wrong. It makes you unethical. It makes you the bad person in this situation, not me.
The Bureau of Fiscal Service may accept gifts donated to the United States government to reduce debt held by the public, acting for the Secretary of the Treasury. Fiscal Service may accept a gift of little things, but what I don't want to go all through that, but what caught my attention is how much was gifted in 2016? $2.718 million.
Oh, good.
And so it's over, it's almost $2.6 million thus far this year.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so look, that goes directly to paying down the debt and frees up tax dollars for other things in the general fund. And since we have $2 million extra given a year and we have a $20 trillion debt, we're going to pay that off in, what, 100,000 years? Problem solved.
It may take a bit longer.
I think that might be a million years. Wait.
A great deal longer. That's hilarious.
All right. Financial situations, bring them on. 504-260-0995. Coming back, Gregory's going to answer the question, when do I not need life insurance anymore? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sometimes you need to get out of the house and experience live entertainment in person. I'm Gregory Ricks from Winning at Life. Experience the Poston Puccini Gala this weekend at the New Orleans Sheraton. Experience the finest music ever written, played by the best musicians in town and the best harmonies from the best voices. There's a lot of bests here. All for a great cause, Pasta and Puccini. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I worry. I worry about your money. I worry about it going away, but I also worry about you doing the right thing to make sure you have money down the road. Your pensions are unlikely to go up. You want it to grow over time. You don't want to risk it. Yes, the market worries you, and there's protections that you can take. You don't have to put all the money to the market. And what you put in the market, we like stop losses, meaning, you know, like if we buy a position, we put stop loss, meaning if it's going down, we have very little tolerance for negative numbers. The whole purpose is to make money for it to go up. And if it doesn't go the right way, we don't tolerate it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
We want the good life. We want the GDP growing. We want everybody to have jobs and making more. This is winning at life. That's kind of part of it. You know why I call it winning at life? Because we do keep score. It's like the 21-year-old, $30,000 saved while going to school, getting rid of his little bit of college debt. I'd say he's winning. He's on the road. He's winning. When he said, "Well, how many of your friends have that?" None. Yeah, he's winning. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. James Parker here along with us. We had a couple of callers want us to go over the ballots or whatever. We're not going to do that. You know, this show is not that. But where can you go? NOLA.com. You can go to theadvocate.com. And look up that, and they'll probably, if you're wanting somebody's opinion, I'm sure that's some editorial or something somewhere you can find as well if you're needing a little bit of guidance on that. And I think go to your voting precinct. There'll be a whole list of it on the wall that you could stand there and read for a while, too, if you want to.
Yeah, for our neighbors in Mississippi, your next vote is November 7th, if I have that correct.
Oh, coming soon.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Sam just texted in the show, said he voted no on all the tax increases. Thank you, Sam. I wish we were the majority around here, but I don't think we are. Caller.
Well, who is it that votes yes saying, "I want to pay more taxes"? That still confuses me.
It's the people that say, "Government is what we all do together."
No, government is what is forced onto all of us by politicians. It's not what we do together. It's not voluntary. Get out of here with that. But no, people say that.
I don't know. You could have been born into a much worse system.
Oh, yeah. It gets worse
like
than this.
North Korea.
Yeah. Or China, where you don't get to vote. The Politburo just meets every 5 years and tells you who your next president's going to be. That's got to be a weird feeling. You know how it works in China, right? You know how we have the Republican and Democrat convention every 5 years or whatever in China? They have the Communist convention. And when they're done, behind closed doors, they come out and they're like, "Hey, your new president is so-and-so." Oh, thanks. Let me get back to snapping together this iPhone over here. All right, we had a guy that was asking for advice on if you win the lottery, and we had mentioned that on the show previously.
There's things you need to avoid. First off, real simple, sign the darn ticket and notify the state you have the winning ticket. Doesn't make that you have to show up there immediately and do a publicity piece and tell the whole world you won a
gajillion dollars, I'd kind of be about avoiding that in that case. You know, when somebody shows up and immediately, you know, just like that last giant winner, it was ridiculous money. I think she didn't wait a day. She showed up there, lump sum, write me the check. Who wants to ask me questions? I'd be about avoiding showing up there. And there's no way I'm not going to. I don't want to be known. I don't want it publicized. I'm going to seek counsel from a tax attorney, a CPA. Should we do any structuring? I want to minimize the taxes. Most people taking the lump sum is probably a bad thing, because what happens to most of the money?
It goes away.
It goes away. And when you kind of think about, I won $10 million. Well, take the lump sum. Okay, with if you're taking the lump sum and it's $10 million, well, about half's gone to Uncle Sam, state and federal taxes. So that leaves you $5 million. Okay, go buy you a house, couple cars, do some traveling, help some family members, and then because you told everybody you're going to be helping a lot more, next thing you know, you don't have much to generate an income with. But think of it, $5 million, what does that generate? Well, at 5%, if you could get 5% and you were to take all that on it, that's $250,000 a year.
That is not lottery winning standards.
And that's tax, and that $250,000 is taxable. So it gets shaved in half, the income off of it. So, you know, when you think about those things, do not rush to make a decision. You didn't have $100 million yesterday. Okay, today you have it. A week ago you didn't have it. You were doing okay, and a month ago. So you don't have to run out there and cash into this. And be careful about changing your lifestyle, because you've got to understand, and I talk about income planning all the time, you have to understand what the capability of the assets are. What can you get in return? What's your risk tolerance? You don't need to go risking it and losing a bunch of money. And another point is, there's not many people I would tell. It'd be a pretty darn good kept secret. Now, what's the concern? My concern would be the ones I did tell, who are they going to tell? So that's actually where my concern is on that. But something like that should make life better, not cumbersome. All of a sudden you start buying properties and cars. You know, you got to take care of all that stuff. You got to go, those properties be expensive. Look what these athletes and people that make a lot of money go through, and next thing you know, it's all up for sale because they couldn't keep up. The money couldn't keep flowing. And that's one reason you win a mega jackpot of some kind. And that's one reason to think about taking it over the next 29 years. Because you know what will happen is the check comes the next year. Oops, I spent it all this year. Okay, good thing. It comes in again next year.
Well, think about it like this. Someone takes the lump sum. What are the odds that they're going to be broke in 10 years? I don't know the number off of my head, but most of them are broke in 10 years.
Pretty good.
And a little more than half of them are broke within 5 years, which I found completely astounding. What's the odds in 10 years that you're going to be broke if you take the 30-year option? Zero. You got to wait at least 31 years before you can totally screw this up.
Yeah, you can get broke sometime during the year, but then the check comes in for the next year. And once again, you should manage it. And if you're taking it over the 29 years, you should be putting money away, because year 30, you're still going to need an income. You want to keep that lifestyle you're accustomed to. And that's where, okay, well, I want the lump sum. Well, then you need to segregate that money. You probably need to create a foundation or charity, since it's going to Uncle Sam, get him to help you out with doing some good with the money, because it can go be a tax deductible gift to
your foundation,
the Parker Foundation, that you create, and you can dole out that money. If you're going to help family and friends, well, put that number into the mix, the list of things you're going to do with the money. Segregate the money for the house and second home, car, to whatever it is your needs. Segregate that. And then probably some mad money. And you probably want, how do you know do this? Because I've given this type of advice before. And so I always would suggest you factor in mad money. Just, okay, yeah, I blew some money. But then you're getting down to what I consider the income generating assets. Because if you segregate these, mad money, emergency money, and now we have the income generating assets, then you have to figure out what's your risk tolerance. Do you need to take any risk? And then that money is left alone. And you've done help those people out, and I'd probably get them to sign something that this is it. And line two on that document, this is it. You can't come back for more. Because last month I didn't have it, and I'm setting up everything so I have income from now on. And what can you tell them? Tell them it's tied up.
But all these rules apply to people, even if you don't win the lottery.
You come in the money.
Yeah, I have an inheritance with four Burger King franchises. We're not friends, we're acquaintances. But at some point, he's going to want to divest. If he sells it all and just ends up with $9 million walked away, he's going to have the exact same planning structure or something very similar planning as far as what's he going to do with this big pile of money, because that is like winning the lottery.
I talked to a family the other day. The kid's going to come into a mega fortune, vast real estate holdings. And they're thinking about that. Some wanting the cash, some, no, we don't want to sell any of it.
You be careful. You will destroy your children and grandchildren if you don't do it right. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Worry about money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Go with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
We just want everybody out there to be informed. I just think you're not going to get more transparent than what I do on this show, what Greg does, and when he brings on the other members of the Total Wealth Authority. We're as transparent as it gets. We just want to share as much information as we possibly can.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
People who have beloved pets absolutely will draw a provision up and says, my dog, my cats go to who they know is going to take care of them. That's not something that's all that unfamiliar.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
When you're dealing with savings bonds, you're going to be dealing with Treasury
www.direct.gov. If you're wanting to acquire some or sell some, that's the website you go to. Don't go to the bank. They're not cashing the savings bonds for you. Treasurydirect.gov.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You know what my favorite radio show is?
This one. It better be this one.
Yeah. Winning at Life. I like the Daily Wrap, and I like this one, the Weekly Wrap, because we do this weeknights at 7, live financial talk radio as well. If you have a financial situation, by the way, I'm Gregory Ricks, your host. That's James Parker across the table. If you have a financial situation or you hit that mega lottery and have some questions like, how could I find these people? Well, I can tell you, call my office, but call us for a question. I know you have it in there. You're wanting it to get it out, that financial question. 504-260-0995.
You want to do the phones first?
Yeah.
All right.
I like the phones.
Myra Gretna, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Myra?
Yes, I have a question. I'm going to be 70 in a couple of years, and I would like to work past 70, but my question is, I know I've deferred my Social Security till 70. So if I start collecting Social Security at the age of 70 and I am still working, do they take some of my money back? I know I have to keep paying in because I'm working. How does that work in terms of what I can and cannot collect?
Kind of give her the quick answer. Heck no. They're not going to take anything back if you wait till 70 and keep working. You're fine. In fact, they're not going to take anything back as long as you reach FRA, full retirement age. Correct, Gregory?
Okay.
Yeah, she's beyond full retirement age, and you're going to turn on Social Security at 70, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there's nothing to take back. It's once you, and you were exactly right, James, FRA, there's no limit on how much money you can make. Now, they're still going to do withholding for FICA and stuff like that, so technically you're adding into it, so you'll have incremental increases in that Social Security as long as you continue to work. Just make sure you turn it on it when you turn 70. Don't wait. Don't skip any months.
I understand that. All right, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, and thanks for making it an easy question. You want to do William in Covington? You're going to be next. What's up, William? How can we help you?
I had a question about I received a BP settlement, and I'm retired, and I'm wondering if, from what I understand, it counts as earned income. I'm trying to figure out, you know, if it's going to go against earned income and knock me out of my subsidies from my Obamacare. I didn't know if.
So what kind of dollar amount did you get from this BP settlement?
It was $61,000.
Were you running a? Were you a professional fisherman?
No, or? It's just recreational fisherman.
We had another caller, or
recreational fisherman. Not the same guy, though, right? Did you call before, William?
No, sir.
I know that astounded me before. We should have been doing some recreational fishing.
What do you mean?
To feed our family.
We were, Gregory, this whole time. We've been doing a ton of fishing before this oil spill ruined it all for us. I spent a lot of time fishing, boy. I love me some fishing.
You are out there at 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah,
huh?
I catch the big ones, the brown ones, the one with eyes.
How about those that bite?
Yeah.
Oh, they all bite if you catch them.
I caught that one that had the fins. All right. Jokes aside here, William.
Okay.
So if you, the Obamacare subsidies, actually, it's based on income. This wouldn't count as income, right? They don't tax your settlements.
He said he's going to be taxed as earned income.
Yes, from what I understand, I will get a 1099, and it's taxed income. Out of the $61,000, I received $42,000, and from what I understand, I'm even liable for the $20,000 that went to the attorneys from what they... people would tell.
Yeah, that would count toward your AGI if they're going to do income with that.
Yeah, that's a rough hit. And if it's things that show up on your 1040 is going to affect other things that you're doing, subsidies, grants, or whatever, yeah, this is going to affect it.
So I didn't know
from my viewpoint, but I suggest you call our CPA, Jude Heath.
Yeah, I haven't really run into this yet, William, but it does sound like it's going to affect you, but it'll just be for 1 year. Next year, you'll get the same subsidy.
When Jude's back on, when's he supposed to be on? Next week or something? When he is back on, we've got to talk about this recreational fishing.
He is next week, actually.
Okay, yeah. Let's tune in for the whole show next week, but he'll be on in the second hour, and we're going to talk about this.
Yeah, because we're starting to pile up.
With the paperwork, it said something about a... special needs trust, you can do it, but from what I understand, that's for disabled people. I'm on Social Security, I'm retired, and I think that wouldn't fit my situation. But
so how much is your income a year normally?
About $50,000. And if I exceed $63,000, I lose the subsidies. And this is a $61,000.
I would be calling Jude Heath on Monday about this.
Okay.
Absolutely. So if there's something you can do, you need to be working on it.
Well, the ceiling for your subsidy goes up if you have a wife and children, so maybe you could adopt a bunch of kids real quick.
Yeah, right. Okay. No,
that might not work so
well. I don't know. I don't know if I have patience for that.
I don't know if your house would survive.
But seriously, call Jude. My website's GregoryRicks.com under Total Wealth Authority. You can look up his contact info.
Cool, William?
To put the income, you know, pre-tax or whatever for a later income by deferring it some kind of way.
Yeah, but you've actually already received the check and put it in your bank account, haven't you?
I did not cash. I've been looking at it for a few months, but I hadn't cashed it. Cashed it yet.
You're actually holding the check?
Yes. Okay. I didn't know what to do with it. I was afraid to cash it if I had some alternatives.
Okay, so you might still have some alternatives. Why I ask, and I still suggest you call Jude on Monday.
Jude Heath.
Yeah. Just go to my website. His info's there.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Recreational fisherman. Who'd have thunk?
Well, me, obviously, because I'm such an avid fisherman.
Yeah,
you're sitting across the table from one for the last 7 years. Well, until that stupid oil spill ruined it.
And your fishing boat has all that black gooey stuff stuck on it.
Yeah.
Too. So can you get any money for that?
Unfortunately, I paid cash for it, and I didn't keep the receipt. So I don't know. This may be a tough road to hoe here, but I really am put out because I lost my favorite pastime. All right, you want to hear a double trick question?
Yeah, okay, after that, yeah.
What do you mean, okay?
Just recreational fishing.
All right, now...
Who'd have thunk it paid you money?
If I'm at a 60-piece orchestra, this is in honor of the JPAS, if I'm at a 60-piece orchestra, and it takes them 40 minutes to play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, if I double the size of the orchestra to 120... how long would it take for them to play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony?
The same amount of time.
No, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is 70 minutes, so I don't know what was wrong with the 60-person orchestra, but y'all got caught by a double-trick question. Y'all went for the first trick.
Actually, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You couldn't possibly get something wrong. You're always right. You're the supercomputer. Now, it's a double-trick question. That symphony's not 40 minutes. I don't know what was wrong with the 60-person group. They must have messed up. Anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there.
You happy now?
Hey, so at what point can I shed my life insurance? I full up front, you set up my life insurance as it stands now, and I'm ecstatic with it. I think I'm paying $24 a month for $750,000 of coverage, which is incredible. I didn't know I was that healthy, number one. I hadn't been trying that hard. But at what point do I need to look at maybe shedding this? Because that price is going to go up eventually on me. And I'm thinking when my kids are out the house and they're done with college and they have their own jobs, what am I spending that money for?
If you had, now let's just go to the core. You don't have a lot of cash, but if all of a sudden something happened and your family needed a lot of cash because you weren't here to generate it any longer, that's what life insurance is for. So at some point in life where children are grown, debts for the most part aren't there, there's no mortgage, and you've got a pile of money saved up. And that pile of money could be in your 401k, could be in your after-tax savings account at the bank. It could be also in your brokerage. But you've built up a whole bunch of money. Millions, let's say. But less than $10 million. So you don't have an estate tax problem. Let's say less than $5
million. Okay.
So definitely don't. And it is capable of generating you a reasonable amount of income, you could say, I don't need life insurance because you have the money piled up. But right now, do you have somewhere between $1 million to $5 million?
Sure don't.
And you've got four kids, mortgage, and you're young, a lot of money making opportunities. Yeah, you need life insurance. When you're 70, you may not.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars. So I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at nolamotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
In order to truly be winning at life, you have to have some fun. Hi, I'm Gregory Ricks. The wife and I will always try to find some time for a JPAS date night. We're definitely going to be at the Pasta and Puccini Gala this Friday at the Sheraton in downtown New Orleans. It's the Super Bowl of the fine arts. Plus, we're doing the show live, so we kind of have to go. For our tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app, or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Call the office. What we can do is coordinate an advisor call and get some of that information, data from him in advance, and have a very constructive call that might not last all that long and get him headed in the right direction. We're just trying to help.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'm a disabled person. When my parents get older, how would that affect my Social Security disability as far as an inheritance?
If that is a concern, what they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee and delve it out to you as needed, so you're not showing up with a pile of cash, so to speak. That's kind of the fix right there, if that's a concern, that you're going to come into money and it's going to affect you, because it can. If you own up to the government,
your part would go into a trust and wouldn't go directly to ownership of you. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is Winning at Life. You've been listening to and will for a few more minutes.
You better.
The Weekly Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. So if you want to jump in here this last few minutes, question, I think we've got all of a sudden a bunch of callers lit up there, but hey, maybe we can take a few more. 504-260-0995.
Now, we get a little nervous on the Saturday version of the show during football season because, you know, people's loyalties are divided between their wallet and their favorite team. Ole Miss doesn't play till tonight. Southern Miss doesn't, or Ole Miss actually plays at 2:30. Southern Miss plays tonight at 6 p.m. So the only game that's really interrupting our neighbors over there would be Mississippi State. And I only feel comfortable saying this because it's the last segment of our show. They're winning 21-3 at halftime. So what are y'all worried about? All right. Yeah, dude, we hadn't had a call from Mississippi all show until just now. Gary, thank you for being the lone representative from the Magnolia State over there on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
Don't mention it, and I hope I do a good job for the state. I just have a question concerning charitable distributions from a 401k with qualified funds. How does that work?
You can, if your money's still in a 401k and you're not working and you're having to take required minimum distributions, those can be put, your RMDs can be sent to a charity. That's the situation you can do that.
Okay, so the two main things are you must not be working and you must be at least 70 and a half.
Yeah, the reason if you're... because you brought up 401k, and if you were still working, even at age 75, at that job with a 401k, you would not have to take RMDs from it. So for distributions from a 401k to be able to take RMDs and send that to a charity, qualified charity, you would not be working. Because otherwise you can't take a distribution and send it straight to a charity because it's going to go on your 1040.
I see. So that really the main thing is that you're taking required minimum distributions.
Correct.
And that's the only way you can do it.
Right. It can go straight to the charity and not show up on your 1040.
Now, usually people in that situation, though, if they're not working, they're age 70, you're not going to leave it in the old 401k. You'll probably roll it over to an IRA.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
We talk to those every month and help them out with that. Yeah. Well, should I still be leaving it there? I retired 20 years ago. I come across those.
Yeah. Well, we've done topics on the show, qualified charitable distributions, the QCDs, exactly what you're talking about. Just a few little rules to live by when you're doing it, but it's pretty good for tax purposes if you don't need the money. But if you're going to do that, get a professional to walk you through the process. Like I said, there's a couple little trip-up rules there, and you're absolutely right in your question. You can do that.
Yeah, and actually, we talk about that on our newsletter, our October newsletter.
How they sign up for the newsletter, Gregory?
Go to the website, yep, GregoryRicks.com.
I actually received the newsletter, and that's why I call, because it wasn't clear to me the rules governing it.
Yeah, well,
that one's a little bit different article regarding the
QCDs. In the newsletter, it was specific about donating to victims of Harvey and Irma and disaster relief. But trust me, we can help you out with all that in the office.
Okay. And just real quick, a comment you made. You said that 401ks after you retire are not a good idea.
Look, you can leave your money there as one of the options, but you can roll it over to an IRA, and that gives you a lot more investment choices. It gives you different strategies for estate planning as well. There are benefits for doing so. Typically, 401ks don't want to keep the money. They don't want to deal with required minimum distributions for beneficiaries. A spouse, they'll give time to figure it out. But if it's a non-spouse beneficiary, normally they're quick about wanting that money moved somewhere. They want it away from them because they don't want to handle the RMDs for non-spouse beneficiaries. So that is something you should think about doing. Okay. Seek qualified advice to help you with that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, great questions, thanks, Gary. Thanks for thinking of us. And look, ask and you shall receive, Gregory. Another call from our Mississippi affiliate. Dan, Long Beach, Mississippi. Thanks for calling in, bud. How can we help you?
Well, I got a question. My mother gave me and my siblings.
Dan, turn off that radio, would you? I already hear Gregory in the background. I got to hear him enough in the studio.
Okay. My mother gave me and my siblings a large gift of cash this year. And I was wondering if I need to pay taxes on all or part of that.
We talked about that earlier in the show. They were the one gifting, and it was more than $14,000. It's their responsibility to notify the IRS of what they did.
And cover the taxes.
The person giving the gift is supposed to cover the taxes?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, you got $50,000. Maybe you can let her borrow some money for those taxes, Dan.
Gift some back.
She's got enough to burn a wet mule.
Wow.
So, okay, well, that was my question. I guess I need to talk to her about this and maybe make sure that she's aware of this, and maybe she wants to undo something. $14,000, though, is she can get that without any problem, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Well, she could give $14,000 to your wife also. You have kids?
No.
Okay.
Well, too late. All right. Well,
so there's $28,000 covered on under that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to us here on Saturday.
Good job, Mississippi Gulf Coast. You came a little
late.
They
were represented well.
Yeah, but you came good here in the last segment. All right, Jeffrey Gundlach was Maria Bartiromo's guest on Wall Street Week yesterday. And this was a good one. Gundlach is one of these CEOs, and his Wall Street firm is all about bonds. So let's just start with cut one, because he had a great little response here talking about how the Fed and their ham-fisted ways of raising the rates. Angie, cut one, please. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Jeffrey Gundlach, Wall Street Week. Cut one, how the Fed raises rates.
The Fed likes to talk about being data dependent, but the things that they seem most focused on are the level of the stock market and also the shape of the front part of the Treasury market. And from comparing the yield on, say, one-month T-bills, three-month T-bills, and one-year T-bills, you can divine a probability that the bond market thinks that the Fed's going to raise rates. And the Fed never raises rates when that probability is less than 70%. And they basically always raise them when it's above 70. So you could pretty much replace the Fed with the Treasury market. And in essence, that's what's really happening. And the Treasury market certainly believes the Fed will raise rates.
I love the way different people see the same issue. I haven't had that take before.
No, I like that being in the mix. Of course, she has to have a podium as well to speak in front of and explain herself.
And the second one from Jeffrey Gundlach here, talking about how this Yellen Fed is a little different on their data.
We went from an environment where the Fed needed the data to get better to have the courage to raise rates. They kept sort of saying they were going to and they didn't. Now, starting in about February, March of this year, the Fed shifted to a paradigm. Well, they'll keep raising rates if the data doesn't get worse. So it's they're now kind of back almost in the old school mindset. You remember Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke? They used to raise rates at every meeting once they got into the mode.
Now, that never applied to Bernanke, but he was absolutely right about Greenspan, is once they started raising rates, rates were going to go up, and unless something catastrophic happened, we're sticking with the plan. You don't get that feeling with Yellen. So what does that mean for the rest of the year? Are we still getting that rate hike, or are we getting
You're getting that December. It's above 80%, I believe.
She owes us two.
Oh, you're getting one.
All right. Look, well, we'll
one
cover
quarter point December.
We'll cover some more of this on Monday. There's a couple more clips we got to go through there. But
good
he,
stuff.
He also fills in the gap here. He's like, if you look at the real inflation rate by this measure that we use at our company versus the S&P, and you take out all the quantitative easing from both the United States, European central banks, and Japan, it's pretty even. It's, it, that explains the extra, the excess rise in the S&P 500 above and beyond inflation and what the valuations of the actual stocks are. I know some heady stuff. Go have the fun rest of your weekend. We'll get back to business on Monday. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go download that free app for your phone right now.
I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.